Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joe LaBava is here, too. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on, 8 years. No, very soon we'll celebrate his 8th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Joel is the franchise king. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's our good friend, Joe LaBava. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. You know, it seems like I'm on the show so much that I might have to dedicate one of the rooms in my castle to the Small Business Advocate.
I think that's totally appropriate. People tell me that all the time, Joel. So I'm glad to hear that you're finally picking up on that. But it's good to have you back. And of course, Joel, folks, is someone we turn to when we want to understand a little bit more about how to think about franchising, how to think about owning a franchise, either becoming a franchisor or launching your own franchise. Or buying, acquiring, purchasing a franchise and becoming a franchisee. Joel, one of the things that over the years that we've talked about, and I've probably asked you this kind of a question, and that's what are the franchise fee levels? You know, when we think about, when you hear about somebody saying, well, I think I'd like to buy a McDonald's, but it takes $1 million up front to do that, you know, or whatever, you know. And so somebody says, well, you can go get something, one of these franchises where you clean carpets. That's only $25,000 up front, free, whatever. So that's typically the first thing that comes out of people's mouths when they think about a franchise, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's funny because people tend to focus on the franchise fee itself. For instance, if you're looking at a major fast food chain type franchise like McDonald's or something, the franchise fee might be, you know, $60,000 or $70,000, but that's just part of the investment. And I always tell people, stop focusing on the franchise fee. I mean, whether or not a franchise fee up front, which is really a licensing fee, it's your, you know, you're buying the right to use the franchise name and the trademarks, et cetera.
It's also a show me you're serious fee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's a necessary evil. And it's not really evil, but it's necessary. When you sign a franchise agreement, you write a check for the franchise fee.
Right.
And I tell people, I don't care if the franchise fee is $35,000 or $25,000. It doesn't matter. You know, it's not like shopping for a car. What you get for the fee is the important thing. And don't let, you know, $10,000 stand in your way when you're looking at a $300,000 investment. It's really, really short-sighted.
I
was just going to say, I've had people look at, let's say they're looking at two residential cleaning franchises, and the franchise fees are $5,000 or $10,000 apart.
Right.
And they're about to base their decision on that. Really?
Right. No, I agree with you. If you're talking about that kind of situation, that is ridiculous. Because, and I want to talk about, I want you to show us and explain to us all the different things that really come with the franchise fee. But the thing is, you do have to, there is, the thing does have to be capitalized. I mean, somebody does have to write the check. And so if we're talking about what you're mainly talking about, though, is if you've got two competing franchises and in a similar industry, if one's $50,000 and one's $25,000, you know, it is possible, this might seem weird to some people, but it is possible that the $50,000 could be cheaper than the $25,000 in the long run.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, what's the percentage of royalties that you're going to be paying? If one is 5% and one is 7%, over a 10-year typical franchise agreement, that's thousands of dollars.
And one of the things you get from a franchise is brand recognition, right?
That's right.
So if
that's
the $50,000 one will bring in more people, you know, that's the reason they're charging $50,000.
That's right. But there's no guarantee that a higher franchise fee is going to bring you a better quality franchise.
Right. You have to look at the whole thing. So let's talk about the different things you get with a franchise fee.
Well, the most important thing you do is you get access to their operations manual and their formal training program, technology, their proprietary marketing ideas and marketing system, logos, the colors you use. I mean, everything happens once you sign that franchise fee. And, of course, you get their brand and support. And you know, you become a franchisee. You're officially legally.
You're paying for what could be decades of experience, knowledge, mistakes that the franchisor has made the years.
That's right. You're paying it up
front. They've made these mistakes. They found out what doesn't work. They package what does work into a box. And they're selling it to you, and you get the advantage of all that without having to go through all those mistakes.
That's right. I say that you can do it without getting your nose bloodied the same way you would if you were going to do a pure startup where it's your idea.
Yeah.
It's so different.
And the other thing you're getting is you're getting availability. You're getting some exclusivity probably.
Yeah.
Maybe not in all of them, but you. If I were buying a franchise, I'd want some exclusivity, meaning that nobody else can open up another one on this block or in this town or in
That's
this
right.
county or in this state or whatever in this zip code. You're getting some. You're getting some kind of exclusivity, and that's worth something.
That's right. You're getting ownership, and you're right. If I were to buy a franchise, if it's a long shot. But if I was actually someone that followed the rules and I wanted to become a franchisee, I would want to own an entire area. I would want three or four zip codes. Mm-hmm. I'd want to be the owner so I have a best shot at making money and being successful.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us. So you believe that if I'm looking at something, if I'm looking at two franchises and I've got one's 50,000 and one's 65,000, how would I go about making sure that I wasn't penny wise and pound foolish?
Well, it's an amazing concept.
Give us one example, and we'll continue it after the break.
Okay, one example. Call the really really successful franchisees in both organizations and mm-hmm. find out if the franchise fee was worth it. Ask them what are they mm-hmm. getting. What are they getting?
Mm-hmm.
And in the long term, was it a really wise move to invest with that franchise?
Right. Right. Because you're going to amortize the even though you got to come up with the cash, you know you're going to amortize it. Maybe we're just talking about how do we stretch out the payment. Hold on to that thought. Give us the website quickly, Joel.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
The book is called "Become a Franchise Owner" by Joel LaBava. Stay with us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.